This is episode 2335 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day two of the series we're exploring this week. This week, the theme is how to manage anxiety. And you're going to discover ways to use meditation techniques to provide you with a stress makeover. That's actually your challenge for this week. In each episode, we always have a challenge we focus on every day for a week. And this is a fun way to incorporate the theme through your everyday life when you're not meditating. So your challenge for this week is to notice how you manage your stress and anxiety. In fact, I recommend you keep a stress journal where you notice how you reacted to certain stressors. And when you felt anxious, how did you react? And take a look and think about how you would have liked to have reacted. What would you have done differently? And you'll be exploring different ways to do just that in each and every episode this week. If this is a theme that really speaks to you and you'd like to explore it a little more deeply, know that the longer 30-minute guided meditation stillness experiences are on the Sip and Om meditation app. And there you can also find a journal with a daily reflection question and a guide with all the techniques that can help you manage top stressors. And the best part is that you can try the entire series for a full week free. So that is where you can go for additional support. I've heard from several of you letting me know that you are feeling a lot of stress these days, and I want to share a message from a fellow meditator. This is from Gianna from New Jersey, and I'm dedicating today's meditation technique to her. She is a teacher, and she says that we are on the last few weeks of school, and I have been feeling very burnt out. I love my job and I love what I do, but the burnout sometimes leaves me dreading to go into work some days. Do you have any tips to deal with burnout? And I want to mention to you that Gianna actually did a beautiful job of solving her burnout issue because she wrote to me again with a follow-up message telling me that she is excited about a new quest she began. She decided to create a quest from the quest series we explored together 2 weeks ago. So you can go back and listen to that series if you're feeling really burned out. And she created a quest to run a marathon. She's starting small by signing up for a 5K in August. And she had a lot of exclamation points in this message. She was very excited, definitely moving on from her burnout. So what I want to guide you to do today as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate is to consider what you're giving your attention to. If you're feeling burned out and stressed, you're usually giving a lot of attention to how you're feeling burned out and stressed. So if you can shift your energy to get as excited and revved up about something you're passionate about, you will notice that you feel much less burned out. When you think about people who do certain jobs day in and day out, and you wonder how they do it, they often have this burning passion in their lives. And that's their big why, their big reason. Or there's something else they do that allows them to explore their passion. So they have this drudgery type of work they might do, or a drudgery type of relationship they might be in, or maybe their health is poor, but there's this spark, this passion in their life that they're pursuing, and it really can keep you going. Even people who are battling serious disease, when they're focused on this passionate part of their life, they barely even have time to think about their disease. They're so engaged with what they feel their passion and their focus for life should be. So I'm really proud of Gianna for creating a quest and beginning to do a 5K to build up to running marathons. This is going to allow her to meet new people. When she's at school, when school resumes, she'll be excited because she knows she's going to go out and run. Humans are so resilient. We can get through the most excruciating circumstances, including forced labor camps or prisoner of war types of ordeals, and come out feeling excited about life. So if you're feeling burned out, focus on what it is you're passionate about and take small steps to explore your passion. Even an interest that could develop into a passion for you. So as you calm your mind and body, pay attention to where you're holding stress in your body and try to gently release that stress. You can inhale through your nose and visualize yourself surrounding these tense areas with your breath, your nourishing breath. And as you release your breath, feel a release from your stress. Take a nice deep inhale through your nose and visualize something you're excited about. Visualize some action or some location or someone that really helps you to feel passionate about life. Feel your heart begin to open. Feel yourself begin to get excited and refocus the stressed, anxious thoughts to thoughts that uplift you and make you eager about starting your day. I invite you to repeat the affirmation for this week. I encourage you to repeat it every morning. Consider the stressed, stuck feelings you may be experiencing in your life. And out loud, engaging your voice, repeat, release. Just one word, release. Release this stuck, tense, anxious energy and embrace your passions. Silently affirm, release. Release. Whisper it. Release. Release. Beautiful. Now sit in stillness, allowing yourself to open up to bringing something into your life that maybe you've been wanting to do for a long time, something maybe you let go of at some point in your life. Recapture it right here, right now. You are so worth slowing down for.